Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and thank you very much for downloading this week's podcast. We have some really interesting stories today. We're going to talk about electric cars. We're going to talk about insuring your car, getting a free PG&E energy audit, and we're going to start with the Indy Mac failure and how FDIC insurance works. You may have seen all the pictures of the bank, Indy Mac, down in Southern California with the lines of depositors all outside waiting to get their money back. Well, what we were told over and over again in the media is that consumers were silly to be worried that their money may not be safe in this bank that has just been taken over by the authorities. Pretty easy for these rich guys to say this, for these reporters whose money is not in the bank to say this. And part of the problem was FDIC insures how much money? Take a guess right now, how much? Well, if you said $100,000, that's what I heard over and over and over again in the media. And that information is wrong. It is simply wrong. It is almost right. Let me tell you what it is. The FDIC does insure $100,000, and that's a good rule of thumb to keep in mind. But it's really more complicated than that. And that's because the rules have changed over time. Different types of accounts are insured separately from one another. For instance, many workers who change jobs, take their retirement money out of their old employer's 401ks and put it into a bank IRA. Well, the FDIC understands that occurs and insures most qualifying retirement accounts up to $250,000. And what I mean by qualifying is stocks and bonds, they're not insuring that. But if you have a savings account there, you have insured CDs or insured money markets, then FDIC will be there. Now, accounts held by a single individual, savings, checkings, Christmas accounts, CDs, and the like, are all added up, and they're insured separately from the IRAs for $100,000. Joint accounts are yet a different category, and deposits in them are insured up to $100,000 for each depositor. So if it's you and your spouse, $200,000. If it's a business arrangement and it's you and two partners, well, it's there for the three of you. So if you have $250,000 in a retirement account, $100,000 spread over several individual accounts, and another $100,000 as part of your joint account, the FDIC insurance will cover the whole $450,000. And that's for each and every bank you use. Use two banks, then up to $900,000 under the scenario I just gave you. So what's the catch? Well, there are three. Because of all of these difficulties, banks are beginning to merge. And if you have accounts in two banks that merge, within just 6 months, your coverage drops to the one bank amount. Secondly, remember, we're talking about different banks here, not different branches of the same bank. So if you go to a B of A in Palo Alto and set up accounts and the B of A in San Mateo, it's still B of A. And finally, again, stocks and bonds are not insured by the FDIC, only savings accounts, CDs, and other covered banking options. How much money are you spending on utilities these days? Wow, with that heat wave, if you had air conditioning, quite a bit. Even if you don't, just running a household, especially with flat screen TVs and all the home electronics these days and all of the products that we charge, we're using a lot of energy. And here's the good news. PG&E will conduct a free energy audit at your house. And what they'll do is they'll look for where air and heat could be escaping the house, a cracked window, a doggy door, window panels. Now, last year alone, 62,000 customers got in on this program. and it's growing every year. And the program will even replace old light bulbs with energy-saving CFLs. And if your refrigerator was manufactured more than 15 years ago, you might even get a new one. Again, you're saying, what's the catch? Well, the catch is this is all based on income. If your income is low enough, PG&E will actually spend some of the money to get your house more energy efficient. If your income is over a certain amount, and you will need to check with PG&E to get that amount, well, then they will still do an energy audit, but then you pay to get everything up to par, up to whatever your level is. And remember, too, finally, if you're going to go out and buy new light bulbs, make them the CFLs, you'll save a lot of money with that, and never buy an appliance that isn't an Energy Star. Electric cars, as long as we're talking about saving energy, wow. If you've put gasoline in your car lately, you've sat there and no doubt thought, well, I got to get a Prius. I've got to get a hybrid. Well, how about an all-electric car? Over in Berkeley now, there is a place called Green Motors, and it is a car dealership in the old, ironically enough, Cadillac dealership. And they sell nothing but electric cars and scooters and bicycles. And you can get a bicycle for under $1,000. A scooter is about $3,000. Cars start around $14,000. Okay. They even have a truck, as a matter of fact. All electric trucks, kind of a mini truck. So what's the catch on these things? Well, the majority of these cars, not all of them, you have to check each and every car, but the majority of these little electric cars do not meet all of the safety requirements demanded of the car you're probably driving now. Well, because of that, the state of California says they're fine. You can put them out on the road. We want electric cars. However, you must have a governor on the car that keeps the vehicle from going more than 25 miles an hour. And that vehicle in the state of California is not allowed to be on any street that is posted with a speed limit above 35 miles an hour. So you can drive on streets that say 35 miles per hour, but you can only go up to 25. Okay, you're already thinking, boy, these aren't as useful as I thought. And you know what? They may not be, because you can't take them on a highway, which makes it very difficult to commute to work if you're traveling over distances. But what the folks at Green Motors say, and I agree with, is they're talking about having your family go hybrid, not a single car. So by that, they mean take the gasoline-powered automobile you have now and use it for the commute to work, use it for hitting the highway and going on vacation and whatnot. But then use the electric car for all of your errands around town and for your commutes around town and for taking the kids to school. And think about it. Probably at least half your driving is never on a street posted more than 35 miles per hour. So what does it cost to operate one of these electric cars? Wow, it is about nothing. It costs about $1 a day to charge your car, which means they get about 30 miles to a charge. Depends on the vehicle again. So you're talking about 2-3 cents a mile in electric charges. And again, the drawback is many of these cars only go 30-50 miles on a charge. So you have to know what it is you're buying. But if you live, or the way you live your life is in kind of a confined area, I got to tell you, you should consider one of these, along with a gas vehicle. I think you put the two together for the average family, you'd probably be set. As long as we're talking about cars, what are the most expensive cars to insure? Just a list just came out, posted on Bankrate.com. Number one, most expensive car to insure, Cadillac Escalade Extended 4-wheel drive. Next to that, Subaru Impreza WRX 4-wheel drive. Hyundai Tiburon rounds out the top three. Okay, so what are the least expensive? Interestingly enough, the top 10 least expensive cars to insure, all but one are American-made vehicles. Number one, the cheapest, the Ford 500. That's now the Ford Taurus. Buick Rendezvous. That's a four-wheel drive vehicle, by the way, for those who like SUVs. And the Buick Lucerne are the top three least expensive cars to insure. So when you're out there buying a car and you're looking for high gas mileage and low energy costs, think about what it's going to cost you to insure the vehicle and to operate the vehicle as well. That's information you need to know from start to finish if you're going to actually know what it's going to cost you to own this car. Okay, now let's finish up with today's Finney's Friday free stuff. You can go online and check it out at abc7news.com. What we have is some premium pasta sauce from Bertolli. And then we have Quickie Palette, which is some makeup that it's from the company called Too Faced. Well, that's it for this week's Finney's Friday free stuff. Thank you for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.